One of the occasions for this series about Artie Shaw is the remarkable new boxed set of 5 CDs entitled Self-Portrait, for which Artie Shaw selected the recordings and wrote the liner notes entitled Good Enough Ain't Good Enough. For several of his well-known classics, Shaw prefers to offer live performances that he feels were unconstrained by, caution in the studio, or that benefited from live spontaneity, or that show alternate interpretations, such as these radio broadcasts of Stardust, Rose Room, and Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Thank you.
Stardust, Rose Room, and Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Radio broadcasts from 1939 and 40, selected by Shaw for reissue on his Self-Portrait 5-CD box set, which incidentally is also available in a condensed single CD volume. I'm Dave Radlauer. This is Artie Shaw Redux. That is the first of three programs reappraising a remarkable man and remarkable musician on jazz rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for joining me. Now, Shaw had a small band, of course, that was known as the Gramercy Five. It was a terrific small jazz combo, a sextet, actually, named for the New York Gramercy Five phone exchange of that day. The original Gramercy Five included trumpeter Billy Butterfield, drummer Nick Fatool, and the unusual inclusion of harpsichord, played by Johnny Guarneri. There's that classical influence again. Shaw disbanded and revived the band a couple of times, but it was always a stellar and swinging, kind of a little jazz chamber music ensemble. Here's both the original 1940 group and a later version of Gramercy from 1954, two versions of a tune written by Shaw that was named for the location of his Hollywood residence in the 40s, Summit Ridge Drive. Thank you. Summit Ridge Drive, Artie Shaw's Gramercy 5, that latter from 1954, including pianist Hank Jones and guitarist Tal Farlow. 1954 was the year Shaw gave up performing jazz for good, though he did stay involved in classical music for a few more years. Later in his life, Artie Shaw became very active as a book collector and writer, a much sought-after lecturer and commentator on American culture and the arts, and he selectively granted interviews, including, you may have seen his excellent contributions to Ken Burns' jazz documentaries. To close this first episode about Artie Shaw with another of his million sellers, and incidentally one of my Artie Shaw favorites, Traffic Jam. I'm Dave Radlauer. That's Jazz Rhythm. Thanks for listening.